Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark on a Tuesday night. What a Tullo's on the telephone that was. I'm digging the 940 segment. I am digging the 940 segment. People are feeling loose. People are excited. And it's only Tuesday, so, you know, you don't have to necessarily give your Cowboy predictions just yet. And, and then you got people calling out other callers, essentially. I mean,
We're all for the vitriol.
I'm here for it as long as we keep it within reason, okay? I mean, we like to, we're a show of love, not a show of hate.
That is true.
Here on 105 Through the Fan, Fan After Dark, all right? We are all for, you know, giving each other.
What about Dark After Fan?
Razzing. What's that?
What about Dark After Fan?
I don't know what that means.
It's just the reverse.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know what it means.
It honestly scares me a little.
Dark After Fan. I'll let you go ahead and marinate on that. So a lot of people and Patrick in Dallas was suggesting what a lot of people on the text messages were saying about our boy Rodney in Waco, who said he's a personal shopper.
I got friends that are personal shoppers, and it's usually clothing related, and it's usually doing for a high profile person, like getting their clothes.
And that may be the case. I mean, he does live in Waco, at least that's where he was from, allegedly. And so you know, we had a lot of people text in, personal shopper. He does Instacart. All right. We're a couple people that said that. Another guy texted in, or gal, I don't know. 972, Rodney is the GOAT. So obviously Rodney's got a fan base here.
He's got some street cred.
You know, got a fan club here on 105 Through the Fan. And then let's see, somebody else. So Patrick texts in that or calls in and kind of echoed what some of the people were saying. All right. And then somebody apparently, and maybe this was Rodney firing back, freelance photographer, so he holds people's phones to take their pictures.
Oh, wow. Rodney versus Patrick on Stand After Dark.
Is that a thing now?
That's the undercard.
Is that a thing now? Do we need a Rodney versus Patrick off? We introduced Skate Off.
Skate Off.
Do we need a Call Off?
Call Off.
Okay, something that...
We just set up a brawl.
I think we could do that. That's kind of, and basically.
You can connect two people at once, right, Ross?
I don't think so.
We could find a way. And for all my Jim Rome fans out there, that's what he used to do. So fans, people would call in and just talk smack off is what he called it. You know, and so people would call in. Matter of fact, Sean Pendergast.
We'll call it lip off.
Lip off. I mean, that's
crazy.
I don't know that that's really the way we want to go. I don't know. Lip off is the. Thing that I was gonna.
I don't like that.
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't
thought
love
it. Was
it.
Decent.
I don't. Call off sounds better than lip off. Let's leave that alone.
Teeth off?
Definitely
can we just
not.
Do call off? Can we just do call? By the way, our boy, our Fred Durst aficionado of the 469, disappointed at Fred Durst. No tank top or backwards hat, but he is rocking the chain.
Well, he's gonna need that chain in this week's picks because I have a feeling AKA Fred told me I made a little bit of a comeback in this week's picks.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a huge comeback, but it was a comeback nonetheless. And, I mean, the only reason you're coming back is because...
Oh, God. Are you going to go to the Ravens?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, God.
I said that I wanted to switch my pick to the Texans on Saturday.
And then allow
I should have stuck with it, but we got sidetracked as we're wont to do. All right, so Minnesota-Cleveland, Minnesota won that game. They were 3.5-point favorites, so that won
21-17.
Yep. You picked Cleveland, I picked Minnesota.
So close to covering.
Giants, we both picked. That was a wrong pick.
Saints won 26-14.
Indy-Las Vegas, I picked Indy. He picked Las Vegas.
40-7. The Raiders will not be getting picked by Blake anymore this season. I can promise you that.
Unless they're like what I did with Tennessee.
Unless they're playing a really bad team. The Colts have been
dismantled. They're playing themselves in an inter-squad scrimmage? I mean, what are we doing here?
What are you doing, Raiders-Titans?
I'm calling for a tie. Philly, Denver. You picked Denver. I picked Philly.
Let's go.
So you won that one. Miami, Carolina. I picked Miami. You picked Carolina. I was winning that until the very end.
Carolina with the comeback, baby.
So nice one by you. We both picked Baltimore, even though I did switch to Houston on Saturday, but because you're, you know, not going to let me change. Arizona and Tennessee. You picked Tennessee. I picked Arizona.
Tennessee with... So I picked Arizona or I picked Tennessee?
No, you picked Tennessee.
I picked Tennessee, and I'm watching that game, and I'm like, there's no way that Tennessee's going to cover this spread. Exactly. And a shout-out to my boy, Imani DeMarcado, who fumbles the ball in the one-yard line and gives Blake the W on that one. Titans cover and win.
Absolutely. Washington Chargers. I picked Washington. You picked the Chargers.
Great pick
by
you. They win 27-10 over the Chargers.
Seattle Tampa Bay. You picked Tampa Bay. I picked Seattle. So you won that one.
Wait, slow down. Okay. You said Seattle Tampa Bay 38-35. Tampa Bay wins. And you know I'm always picking Tampa. You picked Seattle?
Mm-hmm. I picked Seattle in that one.
That was a back and forth game. I mean, they were just trading touchdowns.
Washington Chargers. I picked Washington. You picked the Chargers. We both picked Detroit.
We both did. And
so we both won on that.
What was that spread?
10.5.
And they won 37-24.
Okay. Won 37-24. And then we both missed Sunday and Monday Night Football. We both picked the Bills, and we both picked the Chiefs.
We picked the Bills? What was that spread?
We did. -8.
Oh, wow.
-8.
And they were nowhere close to that. And then we both picked the Chiefs, and they lost.
Yeah. So you got 5 right. I got 4 right. And as a result, I was up 29-21 after last week. So after this week...
I gained one point. Gained one point of traction.
So after this week, 5 weeks in, I'm up 33-26. So you narrowed it down.
All right.
Well done by you.
What was your pick of the week? Probably I'm gonna give you the
Commanders.
Of the Commanders. Because you picked that one and they dismantled that. I'll give myself the pick of the week over. I'll do the Broncos game. Broncos beating the Eagles.
That was a good one. That was a good pick by you.
Eagles had to lose at some point.
Even though they were winning all the way into the fourth quarter and decided to spit the bit at that point.
Do the Eagles got a problem, man?
Well, it's funny you say that. So they did. There was a meeting between A.J. Brown, Saquon, and Jalen Hurts. I saw a tweet today, and again, take it with a grain of salt. Take it for what it's worth. But apparently there's some friction in the building with Jalen Hurts.
Well, maybe
they said he can be very hard to deal with. Like his little stoic, doesn't budge personality grates on people after a while.
Because we know A.J. Brown has no problem talking and kind of being open with who he is. Saquon, to me, doesn't seem like that much of a personality off the field. I mean, he does commercials every once in a while, but doesn't seem to be all over the place. A.J. is, whether it's Instagram, talking to reporters, Twitter, and whatnot. And maybe this is one of the reasons. For those of you who haven't been watching the Eagles this closely, the two worst passing halves this season are both owned by the Philadelphia Eagles. You got the Bengals with Jake Browning against Cleveland when they threw for 7 yards. You have the Jets versus Buffalo in the first half when they threw for 15 yards. The Titans at the Broncos in the second half when they threw for 16 yards. And the Cardinals against New Orleans went through for 16. So those are all bad. Those are all backup quarterbacks. Those are all guys that nobody's really putting any stock for. Jalen Hurts versus the Rams in the first half. Remember when they were getting smoked by the Rams and the Rams choked? -1 yards in the entire half. Okay, maybe it was just an anomaly. It was never going to happen again. Eagles versus Tampa Bay, not this week, but the week before in the second half, their passing yards for the entire second half, Fred, were -18.
Hmm.
So the two worst passing halves this season are with the Eagles. You might be saying, Blake, but they run the ball so well. Well, unfortunately, they also have one of the top 5 worst rushing halves as well. The Lions have the worst against Green Bay in the second half. They had negative 2 yards. They were down most of that game, so they were throwing the ball, so that makes sense. The Bengals versus the Cleveland's great run D, they had 0 yards in the second half, and we know how bad the Bengals have been. The Bears versus the Raiders had 2 yards in the first half. Then the Eagles versus the Denver Broncos, the game that just happened, Saquon Barkley, 4 yards. He had all the second half.
They gave him one carry in the second half.
He had six altogether in the game. The least amount of carries he's had in his career. Probably the least amount he's had since he's ever played football,
probably
right?
Probably in the NFL. Yeah, exactly.
High school, college.
Unless he had like six carries for, you know, 300 yards and they rested him the rest of the way.
Their OC's got to go, right?
I don't know that their OC needs to go.
Is he giving you any reason why he should stay? I'll ask that first then.
Well, you're not going to fire your OC after 5 games when you're 4-1.
I hear you on that, but if you're a Philly fan, are you like, man, this guy's, we're winning. Oh, that's fine. That's all I care about. Or would you be a little like, I'm got a close eye on this guy? Because the offense to me is just not look good.
No, the offense hasn't looked good at all. I mean, it's looked good in spurts, right? And the biggest problem is that
they can't find a balance either. One week it's pass, one week it's run, next week it's nothing.
And I think that's the issue. And I think the other problem is, and look, I've tried to defend Jalen Hurts as much as I can. Jalen Hurts as a thrower is one of the most puzzling quarterbacks on planet Earth.
I mean, it's been the most fun sports topic for the last like 3 years. It's like, what is Jalen Hurts?
Because the thing about Jalen Hurts is, I go back to the Super Bowl from a couple years ago when they lost to the Chiefs, and I mean, he went throw for throw with Pat Mahomes,
and he can do that. Like, he has the talent to do it. Obviously, did in the Super Bowl.
But he's just not. I mean, but ever since then, he's been as inaccurate as anybody I've ever seen.
Then AJ Brown's running wide open with 7 yards of separation. And he overthrows him by 10 yards.
Overthrows him completely. And look, I don't care.
Synergy isn't there for sure. Blame Hurts, blame AJ. The synergy between those two
is gone.
Clear as day, it's not there. And even Devontae Smith, he hit a couple times down the field. But him and AJ?
It is a weird situation right now. You almost wonder, do you trade him?
Trade who, AJ?
AJ Brown.
I mean, AJ obviously wants more targets. He's made that pretty clear almost after every postgame. Deanna Rossini came out and said Devontae and AJ Brown weren't happy with the amount of targets they're getting, weren't happy with the red zone, not getting as many targets. Like, that came out by a very respected reporter that we, and Deanna Rossini for The Athletic. But so there's obviously problems there.
Like, just what I was going to say, Fred, was basically just like, I mean, the second they got Saquon, like, you had to imagine, like, their identity is set. Like, they are a run-first team.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think, look, can you be a great team and be a balanced team with Saquon? And because the thing about Saquon is, you can still throw to him out of the backfield. Like, to me, he's, does he make your running game a lot better when you've got a freak show like Saquon Barkley in the backfield? Yes. But let's take CD. Let's pretend CD was going through the same kind of growing pains that AJ Brown was going through. You really think CD would be quiet? Now, maybe he wouldn't be, you know, necessarily doing all the social media stuff, and maybe you wouldn't see the antics out of him in the locker room on the sideline. But I don't. I mean, do we think that CD wouldn't be pissed off about it if he wasn't getting the rock consistently?
He'd be mad.
Let's just look on the other side of the field. Look at the difference in George Pickens the last 3 years in Pittsburgh when he's had, you know, Mason Rudolph and Justin Fields throwing to him, and the kind of antics and the kind of upset, you know, being pissed off all the time he was, to where he was being called a cancer in the locker room. Then all of a sudden you throw him in Dallas, you give him a legit quarterback who knows how to throw the football to him, and suddenly this guy's one of the best wide receivers in football. So I'm not trying to exonerate or say that, you know, A.J. Brown can't be a petulant child sometimes with his antics. I mean, look, when you break out a book on the sideline, to me, that's too much. And look, you guys know me. I'm a Nick Sirianni guy. But that's too, you've gone too far when you're breaking out books on the sideline. But that they've got an issue. I mean, again, they're 4-1. I think they'll straighten it out.
So they were 32 out of 32 in the NFL as far as passing attempts per game. They threw the ball the least amount of every NFL team last year, and they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This year, they're 29th
at 27.8
a game. Like, you got teams like San Fran and Dallas who are at 40 a game. Now, they are 9th in the NFL at rushing attempts per game. So
Except for the second half, they're
still top 10 in rushing attempts. So Saquon, if you've watched any Eagles game, has not been as explosive. The O-line hasn't been as good. To me, we kind of called it in week one, like, this Eagles team, but maybe it was just week one. But I've been saying, at least since week three, and I think you've echoed a similar sentiment, that the Eagles, to me, are winning games, but it does not look good, and something has to change. Like, this is not giving me Super Bowl contender. They're going to just run through the NFC. To me, I could probably rattle off two or three teams that I like. What happened?
It reminds me of them 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When they started off 10-1 and then went completely, you know, belly up.
And we have that information now, so we can see, hey, just because you're winning games, especially literally with the same core, you're winning games.
This is a very volatile football team. Like, you know, something's going to have to happen.
Win 10, lose 10.
And here's the thing. Something's going to have to happen. Like, do you – now
– I still like their defense in spurts. Like, no, remember that Tampa Bay game in that first half?
Vic Fangio here – and see, that's the thing.
They made my Super Bowl pick look inept in the first half.
You have found a winning formula on your defense, right? Because remember, 2 years ago, your defense was a disaster.
Yeah,
and
terrible.
I mean, you went through, like, what, three DCs that year? How you brought in Matt Patricia and made him your DC, and that made things even worse. So at least with Vic Fangio, you feel good about it on that side of the ball, but now it's the offense that can't get out of its own way.
Look, and it's not because they don't have talent. It's just that's why I was blaming the OC. I'm not in that Philly camp. They've got bad synergy, bad flow. Well,
and this is where, and to your point, and I know you've talked about this before, this is where Sirianni's got to make his money. Because remember, he was an OC in Indianapolis before he got this job in Philly. So it's like, look, you've been the one constant. Look, with success, You're going to have, you know, more money, more problems, right? And at least that's what Philly's been going through. Two Super Bowls in the last 3 years. You won one of them. So you've lost a bunch of coordinators as a result of that. But if you're Sirianni, like, you've got to get a hold of this thing and soon.
I'm intrigued to hear your answer about this because we've seen the Chiefs go through a similar spell of things not looking.
A17 just said that.
Things not looking pretty on one side of the ball. But I will say one thing that did not happen with the Chiefs, and I'll give them credit for this. When they've gone through their spells last year, the year before, where they don't look sexy, but they're maybe winning games, or even if they're losing games, but just don't look
like
sexy.
This year.
But we believe in them long term. One thing that did not happen with those Chiefs teams, and I'm not just saying this because Fred's here, it's just following the game. You didn't hear any chatter from the locker room. You didn't hear Isaiah Pacheco, I wish I had more attempts.
No,
you didn't hear Juju saying, I wish I had more of this. Kelsey going, I should be getting red zone targets. It was all of us in the media.
Now, you heard it a little bit this year.
We made those narratives in the media. But it was not a bunch of Chiefs players tweeting stuff, locker room interviews going wrong and saying this stuff. It feels like with the Eagles, every other week we're kind of hearing a difference. Someone's discomfort.
They're a very dramatic team.
I wonder, and I think I know the answer to it, but does that fall in the head coach Nick Sirianni, kind of how he carries himself, where they feel like it's okay? Because if that were to happen with Belichick, Andy Reid, Shanahan, I feel like they would have a problem with that. Hey, that's not how we conduct ourselves in this organization.
I think two things are at play. One, I think you're right. Andy Reid does have a little more cachet in the building than Nick Sirianni does. All right, Big Red, he's been around for a gazillion years. And two,
I would think Mike Vrabel, like, even though in the Pats, I would feel like he has that same kind of
Mike Vrabel. Plus, Mike Vrabel probably headbutt somebody if they try to do that.
I think
the other thing too, though, is I think
I'm trying to say they don't respect him. I'll just say it.
I think Mahomes has a better grasp or a better command of respect in the locker room than Jalen Hurts
does. I'm not even making this a Chiefs thing. I'm saying there's other teams. I just think the Eagles have a little bit of lack of...
But it's a different deal when you're at the top, right? Yeah. I mean, it's because, again, the light shines bright. I mean, you showed me a clip earlier where, you know, basically the entire morning show on ESPN is crapping all over the Chiefs and they're done and this isn't the same team and da-da-da. Look,
not our morning show. Not our morning show.
No, not 105.3, but ESPN. And so, you know, but again, when you know, heavy is the head that wears a crown, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So
Eagles are fraudulent. That was our point.
There you go. Tell you this. The Eagles are in trouble. All right, coming up next, are we going to do Fred lines or we want to do top five?
Maybe we bring back top five.
Because I had a top five segment just because in honor of the tolls on the telephone.
We haven't done it a while. Top
five questionable jobs.
Top five most interesting jobs.
You put it however you want it to be.
Top five jobs, you do the parameters.
What he said, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark from the 806. The Eagles are very lucky to be 4-1. They could easily be 2-3. The Cowboys and Rams should have beaten them. Don't disagree with that. Definitely don't disagree with that.
And the Bucks. Throw that in there, too.
And the Bucks. Now, again, it's a testament to the fact that they're winning with special teams at times, so definitely a shout-out to them. And then, of course, from the 469, here we go. But Mahomes was still young. He's getting older now, so not having locker room chatter isn't going to save him. I'm not sure what that even means. Chiefs need better players around him or that dynasty is over. Dynasty's just fine. That dynasty's just fine. Let's get that straight, okay?
Okay, I'm not going to comment on that, but I'm excited for this top five. We haven't done top five in a while.
We haven't. We didn't officially, you know, here's what I want to say about top five, because some of you were saying we faux retired it, okay, about a month ago. But like a boxer, see, the thing about boxing retirements, they never hold true.
I mean, we're just waiting for a good challenger.
Okay, they never hold true, and, you know, tonight the mood just hit me. When I heard that, you know, Rodney in Waco was a personal shopper, the vitriol and the immediate reaction he got, and then Patrick called him out and said, you're an Instacart guy, basically. I said, you know what? And then we found out he was a freelance photographer. I mean, you could make up anything. So I told you during the break that break, I said, you know what? Let's bring top five back.
Let's do it.
Let's bring top five. So, and I love where you went with this. Let the parameters be whatever you want them to be.
Yeah.
Whatever, top five jobs, and then your list may differ from my list. So my top five is five jobs that when you hear the title, you say to yourself, what the hell does that mean?
Okay.
What would you say it is you do here?
Okay.
It's kind of the vibe I went with my top five.
Mine you'll understand because I'm going to say it in the job title, but you're just going to say, I didn't know that job existed.
I love it.
Ross, did you do a top five? I know we were kind of workshopping. Okay. What's your category of jobs?
I just kind of did. Yeah. I mean, definitely
jobs you
I did.
At.
No. For that reason, I looked up the top five most interesting jobs. I saw tour guide and I said, no, thank you. I did that. Pass. No, but mostly mine is just like most interesting jobs, like something that's just like kind of beyond my grasp
Fluffer,
of understanding.
For instance.
But then some of them are just like, man, wouldn't that be cool to do? Yep. You know. So
me and Ross will be on a similar wave path. We'll see Fred Davis start us off.
You know, Fred's been in the corporate world a little bit and has a little bit longer work history than the two of you. So that's what, you know, like I said, I've seen job titles. And then when you meet the person, you're like, really? You're that role? This is what you do? Okay, got it. All right, number five, executive assistant.
Executive assistant.
Executive assistant. Let's just call it what it is. You're a secretary.
wow.
Okay, that's what you are.
You're an assistant. So let's you're an assistant. The last title, that's what you are. You're an assistant. Yeah. But who you're assistant to, the executive. Or are you already at the assistant level and you're not even the main assistant, you're an executive assistant. Like you're right below. Which one do you think? A step up and at a higher tier or a step below in the average
tier? Now look,
you don't know.
Are some executive assistants better than others? Yes. And do some take their titles entirely too seriously?
Is that completely just a title? That's it? Executive assistant? That's all you need?
You're a secretary.
How much do they make?
It depends on who you're, what executive you're working for.
Okay. I like it. My number five, obscure jobs, snake milker.
Wow.
They handle venomous snakes and extract or milk their venom, which is then used for research, anti-venom production, and pharmaceuticals. Mm. Now, I will ask both of you gentlemen.
Snake milker.
What, can you imagine going on a date with a girl? What do you do for work? Milk snakes. Oh, you're in there. How much do you think they make a month?
Would you milk mine?
Okay. How much do you think a snake milker makes a month?
How much you're milking?
It didn't go into detail about milk per dollar, milking per ounce,
milk per pound,
milk per gallon. How many snakes are you milking a day?
I don't know. We'll see.
See, I feel like it's going to be exactly like what you're joking about, like so farming, it's like how much you're producing is how much you're making.
Do snakes have udders?
That's a great question.
No.
I mean, what exactly are they milking?
Where are they even getting the milk from?
I've seen videos of this. So like literally like when a snake bites, it hits you with the teeth first, right? Yeah. And then it injects the venom into your bite.
Well, that's venom though. But that, I mean, are we milking their venom or are we milking milk? What are we milking?
We're milking venom.
We're extracting their venom.
Okay.
Just milking it.
And it's really cool. So imagine just like a mason jar.
Oh, I've seen
with, like,
that.
A lid,
okay. So that, if that's the case,
venom
I've seen pictures
down.
Of that. Yeah. They put it on the little glass. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
The correct answer was they make $2,800 a month. About $33,000 a year for the average snake. Mm.
It's really not bad. I mean, it's obviously not great.
That's poverty level. I mean,
you're risking your life.
I mean, you better have a side hustle.
But yeah,
okay.
But
can you milk cows on the side? Says, I mean, what's your?
It says the requirements and skills must be calm under pressure. Excellent hand skills.
Yep.
Knowledge of herpetology or zoology.
Yeah.
And rigorous safety training. Often work at zoos, research institutes, or pharmaceutical.
I mean, you might want to put that on your Hinge profile. Looking for a snake milker.
I got 33,000 laid around.
Good with your hands.
28 bands a month.
Guess it's time to finally bring back the Got Milk campaign.
Damn right.
What you got for us, Ross, at number five?
My number five is, and I went with fun on this one, I went with character actor. And that simply just means you watch like various shows and you're like, hey, I know that guy. And you watch a different show and you're like, that's the same guy.
Like animation or not animation?
I was thinking like live action. Because I think it's fun that you can just kind of go like show to show.
Wouldn't that be an actor?
Like, I mean, but like character actor in the sense that like you're not like a leading man.
What did
you
say? What was your answer?
He said character actor.
Character actor.
Okay. I'm lost. We're not talking about animation and we're not talking about an actor. You're saying something
well,
in between?
He's talking about like somebody that's not a star.
So an actor.
It's an actor. Yeah, but you see him in shows and you're like, oh, that guy. Right? Like it's not a Tom Cruise.
So he's
not
extra?
A Denzel.
Let me try and think on one while y'all go
around
and do
yours. Are y'all just saying
low-level
actors though?
I mean, I don't want to say low level, but I mean, you're.
I'm trying to understand. We're saying character like it's some different genre. It's just an actor that we don't know. Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a character actor. You just go around various TV shows, movies, whatever, and you're just playing different characters. But you're not like a Leo. You're not a Tom Cruise, like Fred was saying.
It's an actor.
You're a supporting actor. More
it's
so.
An actor at the end of the day. That's all.
I mean, that part hasn't changed. No.
Okay. What's your number four?
All right, one sec. I'm looking this up. Character actor. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to keep looking this up because the example it gave was like, what was it? J.K. Simmons.
Great example.
You know? And I'm like, yeah, that like works, but I also think he's too big. But anyways, my number four.
Mark that.
Nice. My number four jobs. Steve.
I can't respond to what I want to say when Ross said that, but that is a funny answer.
It's a great answer.
It's a funny answer. My number four is going to be, you didn't know this job existed on Blake's list, IMAX screen cleaner. Somebody's got to clean the screen when you watch an IMAX movie. It is a job. They clean the giant, huge cinema screens
with
which gather dust, film, grind, and debris, often require careful movement, scaffolding, and specialized tools to avoid damage.
I see that.
I could look up what in a second. How much do you think they make a year?
I mean, I can't imagine you make much more than a snake milker.
Snake milkers were making
$2,800 a month.
Yep.
I would say that this guy's making $3,200 a month. I mean, you can't be making that much as a...
Says the average IMAX screen cleaner makes about $30,000 to $35,000 a year.
Yeah, so, right, exactly.
That's a decent amount of cheddar.
No, it's not.
All you're doing is cleaning a screen? I'm sure this is like a high school person.
You understand? I mean, so you're making less than $3,000 a month.
I assume that this person who's doing this job is not a person with a family. This is just
I'd hope not.
A high school.
You ain't gonna be able to afford one.
Hey, baby, come to the theaters. I got half off.
I mean, that's before taxes too. So after taxes, you're taking home what, $2,000, $2,500?
Yeah. If you're wondering what the requirements were, if you had to have a college degree and stuff, no, able to work at high or special rigs, knowledge of gentle cleaning techniques.
What college degree do you need to clean screens, man?
It's an IMAX screen. It's a very expensive screen.
Seriously.
That was my number four.
All right. My number four, client success manager. All right. What a phony title. Because I want my clients to be treated like crap. So let me go find the client success manager to go, oh, yeah, make sure everything's cool. Yeah, Avi.
Avi.
That's the gig, man. Make sure the client's happy. Now, I've worked in enough places where, you know, I worked with a client success manager and he pissed off the client and your boy had to come in and fix things.
You had to be the fixer-upper.
Oh, I was the fixer.
Is this going to be your number three?
I was the fixer. So my number three.
Do your number three and then we'll finish it on the other side.
I love it. My number three, chief happiness officer. Okay, if that's not, you know what that is? That's old girl from the Coldplay concert.
Wow.
Okay, that's what that is. Wow.
Happiness officer. I would do that.
Chief happiness officer.
I could do that. It's just a good vibes guy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Personality hire?
Pretty much.
Make sure the vibes are up?
That's it. I mean,
I can do that.
You could.
I couldn't. I can do that.
You could do that.
That's just my only job. That's what I do in Crosstalk. I just come in here and ask everyone how they're doing.
You could be the chief happiness officer of 105 Through the Fan. In fact, you know what? I might actually, as soon as the show's over, I'm gonna email Bob McKay. I'm going to say, look, I don't know if we have this in the budget.
Yeah.
But I think we need to promote Blake Hill. He can still do the radio show.
Can I just go to every floor?
Well, I mean, actually, we're just going to be on the one.
We are just going to
be
on the
one. So it'll actually make your job a lot easier.
I just walk in a circle every hour.
Walk in a circle.
Hey, vibe's still good?
Turn that frown upside down. Do I need to write you up being a little sad sack?
Are we listening to sad music at work? I don't think we are. Let's turn it up.
This is the radio station.
Just start popping confetti on people's offices.
Come on now. All right.
I'll walk with you to the lunchroom.
That's my three. We're going to have his number three. Top five. We brought it back from the dead right here on Fan After Dark. What is our 3, 2, and 1? Well, find out. Come go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go anywhere. I wish you guys could have heard the NSFW phone call that Blake and I had before the show.
It was intense. I didn't catch all of it, but I heard what you were saying.
Oh, I forgot Ross was there on your end.
So
was just, I on speaker?
Just real quick.
No. I was just like in the other room, just like on like a brief break, you know, between two shifts or whatever, like getting ready for y'all's show. And I just heard him just pretty angrily talking to someone. And I was like, oh, just Blake. Must be old Freddie.
Just Blake.
Freddie and Blake.
No, I went to North Park Mall. Because they had these shoes that I wanted. And then when I got there and tried the shoes on, I might as well have had bricks on my feet.
Mm.
And then I went to JD Sports. Because there's only two sports shoe stores in North Park Mall.
Hey, North Park ain't trying to be selling them back.
I guess not. I guess it's I guess they don't want to sell shoes. Whatever. Anyway.
They selling high heels and cowboy boots.
I wasn't looking for Louis V today. I was not looking for Louis
Golden
V today.
Golden Gooses.
Gucci's was not on Fred's to-do list. But... you know, so I go to JD Sports, and I wasn't pleased with their selection either. And I tried on some New Balances. I said, I'm not here for that. I'm not ready to make that commitment just yet. I was not happy because I wanted some shoes today, and I didn't get any. So anyway, all right, top five. We brought it back. Top five jobs. The parameters are as we see fit. Mine is top five job titles that I've looked at and said, what exactly would you say it is you do here? All right. Yours are just top five wild, wacky jobs, and Ross's are just five jobs. Steve being number four. Okay. So
great job.
No rhyme or reason to it. So I left off at number three with Chief Happiness Officer, which we all agreed that could be Blake's title here at 105 The Fan.
I would love it. Okay. My number three, this is in... I'm going to butcher this name. It's in Japan. Oshia?
Be careful with
O-S-H-I-Y-A.
That.
Maybe someone else can pronounce
it. Maybe it's Oshaya.
Okay, so here's the job. Subway pusher.
Wow.
Now, you might be saying, what do they do?
That sounds dangerous.
At rush hour in Japan, the subway pusher stands outside of the subway doors and presses commuters onto crowded trains so the door can close safely and schedule remaining on time. It is literally physically pushing people to maximize train capacity and actual job in Tokyo's busiest stations. That's got to be one of the wackiest jobs ever.
That's definitely you a clock wacky job. In.
What are you doing today?
That's got a sexual harassment charge written all over it.
You definitely got to be smart about it.
I mean, you
got to probably be above the waist from behind.
I would sure think.
They probably have a spot like, hey, shoulders, press their shoulders. But you're probably pressing a bunch of people at once. You're not just doing one person. It's off
unless
to the
you're
side.
That guy.
Hey, my job. I was just.
There's nobody in front of her. That's okay. I just want to make sure she gets on.
I want to make sure the train's at full capacity.
That's right. But it's empty. It's okay. It's
my job. Hey, you see the title? He's got his badge.
You want to get pushed?
I'll push you off the train.
Okay.
How much do you think they make a month?
40 yen.
Well, it gives the U.S. Conversion for us.
Oh.
1,500 to 2,500 a month.
I think that's 40 yen. Shunkai!
I don't know what you just said. 25,000 a month. Would you do that to be a Tokyo?
Wait, 25,000? No, you said 2,500 a month,
2,500.
Right? 2,500. I was going to say, Tom, I will catch a flight to Japan tonight. If that's the case. What? We can do it from remote. $25,000 a month.
I'll do it from the train station.
Oh, I'm in. But if you got kids, I'll see you.
If you got $2,500 a month just to push
people. To push
people? It's a real job. People have this in Japan.
That would get old. I'd get tired of it.
I'm sure people want to fight you, too. I doubt everyone's just like.
I feel like maybe the Yakuza you'd have to watch out for, but I feel like Japanese people are pretty.
No, they're pretty copacetic. Yeah. It's pretty chill from all the stuff I've seen.
Subservient culture in a way.
It has. Okay, so here's the requirements and skills. Good physical strength.
Yeah.
crowd management skills,
yeah.
knowledge of train operations,
yeah, that's a good
ability
one.
To work early mornings and late nights, and stamina to handle intense rush hour conditions.
That's so a wild shift. Do you think you have to work the morning and the night shift? So do you go home and then sleep for a few hours and then come back at night?
Back to pushing.
Yes, I mean, you got gloves on.
There's not a lot of pushing you're doing during the day. I don't know.
Just during the rush hour.
That sounds like a miserable job.
Before and after work.
I don't want it. Maybe
and you're in the subway.
You could do it part-time at night, maybe. But I want no part of it.
Clock out of this. I'm going to go push
imagine
the dart.
Imagine you get, you know, the sumo side of town. Could you imagine?
Would you do that at the dart here in Dallas?
No, because, I mean, hell, two people got killed over the weekend.
Yeah.
I want no part
it
of
it. It was a dangerous weekend in DFW.
Yeah, no. Two people got killed.
So we will not be pushing people in the dart.
Razoo's filed for bankruptcy. It was a rough weekend here in the DFW.
Ross, you're number three.
My number three job, pilot. I always thought being a pilot would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, because I like really enjoy driving, but like I recognize
flying is so much faster.
Yeah, that's
I would say like 100 times faster.
I mean, so much faster.
Maybe not 100 times, but yes, a lot of times faster.
Depends on who's driving.
But like a lot of like commercial flying is like autopiloted now. Like
yes, obviously
you take off and land, but like
they even have an autopilot for that.
You can autopilot land. Yeah, like a lot of it seems to be kind of streamlined at this point.
Ask Degenerate Jake. His dad's a pilot.
Oh.
Just call him right now.
That's it. Jake, you're listening. 877-881-1053. Call us.
You're number two.
My number two, nuclear physicist.
Okay.
This was what I was talking about when I was like way over my head, could never grasp it. But that just seems so interesting to me.
Yeah. What do they do?
Nuclear
physics, apparently.
Yeah, something like
Look up what a nuclear physicist does. Okay, my number two. Now, like I said, what I told Fred on the break, my top three are wild. At three, we have the subway pusher. At two, what if I told you there was a job where you could be a professional mourner? What they do, they are hired to attend funerals or wakes and mourn, cry, lament, and eulogize to enhance the emotional atmosphere.
Mm.
This is centuries-old tradition in several parts of the world, including China, parts of Africa, and the Middle East, and still exists today. Requirements and skills, strong emotional expressiveness.
Yeah.
You can't be holding it internal.
No.
Acting skills, cultural knowledge of mourning customs and discretion. Some professional mourners even train in specific crying techniques or traditional chants. Would you be a professional mourner? $100 to $150 per funeral, which equals about to $28,000 a year to go cry for people that you don't know.
I mean, you'd have to do a couple a day to really make it worth your while.
It says, yeah, you get 150 per funeral.
All right, so 150 per funeral. So if I did,
if you do two a day.
If you did two a day.
That's 300.
Which isn't a bad
day. So that's $2,100 a week if you did 7 days a week. All right, so let's see. 2,100 times 52 weeks. That's 109 grand. Okay, that's $109,000 to eulogize and fake cry.
Every day, but imagine how hard your personal life would be.
You'd have to do, well, I mean, you get used to it for a while.
Also,
like knowing you have to go cry later.
I mean,
like you're hanging out with your friends, like, I got to get in the mood to
look.
I have a huge funeral tonight.
I got a really bad situation I got to go take care of later on tonight. I don't know.
They're like, oh my God, what happened?
I got to go bury this guy.
Just
how long did you know him?
I don't. I'm getting the script when I get to the office.
Actually, the script just came through my Dropbox.
It's in my email.
His name was Gerald. Okay.
Looks like he was a former subway pusher. this could get ugly.
Grab some eye drops. You can probably write it off as
expense. You absolutely could.
Absolutely could.
All right. So that's a solid number two by you. My number two, programmer.
Okay,
programmer. That's basically just a programmer that's a bro.
For real? That's a real job?
That's a real it's a title. So, you know, I mean just you're broing out. And we're doing some programming.
What is one of the you could work for any company and do this?
I mean, I would imagine it's probably a laid back. I wouldn't think it was, you know, like but I would think if you're a programmer. You know, look, I've never been a programmer. I don't know any programmers, but you know,
it's a lot
of
crunching.
It's a lot of number crunching. It's a lot of staring at a computer, I would imagine. I don't know. I was never a programmer, so I couldn't speak to it, but I'm guessing if you're a programmer, maybe we're going to go, you know, get a pump in before we go program some computers.
Okay.
Maybe we're going to go, you know, maybe we're going to go work on our cars. Maybe we're going to go race our cars. Okay. Maybe we're going to go holler at some girls.
Maybe we're going to wreck our car.
We'll wreck them.
And then program the computer.
Girls, and then we'll program the computer afterwards. So, Programmer sounds like a good time as well.
I like that.
And then my number one, on-air talent.
Okay. What do they even do?
What would you say an on-air talent does around here? You know, maybe host Fan After Dark.
Or just a talent. Face for talent.
It sometimes is on-air.
Face for content.
At the very least.
It's on-air talent. All right, this is probably one of the best number ones for a top five that I've ever had. Right?
Yeah.
I feel very confident.
Which that's saying something, because you've had some doozies.
This is one of the most wild jobs you could have.
Okay.
And telling your parents that this is what your job is would be interesting. Number one, an intimacy coordinator.
Wow.
Now, this is, you might be saying, what is that, boy? On film or theater sets, you choreograph, mediate, and ensure safe, respectful handling of intimate scenes, kissing, sex, or nudity, while protecting actors' boundaries. They act as a bridge between the directors and actors, ensuring artistic goals are met and consent is maintained.
Mm.
Requirement to skill training and consent practices, acting or performance background, often certification as an intimacy coordinator, strong communication and mediation skills, and a deep understanding of legal and ethical standards in entertainment. That's probably just a wild place to have yourself every day, that you are on set, and there's obviously plenty of not safe for work scenes that happen in movies and television that's out there. Someone's, I guess. I don't know if every set has one.
CA told me about a wild scene that's in One Battle After Another that he told me about, and I was like, whoa. I don't know if there was an intimacy coordinator, but there was definitely somebody on set that was like, I'll tell you during the break,
I'm glad that this job exists, though, because obviously the director might be like, I want this, and doesn't maybe lose his vision of these are real people, and they're having to do this, and the guy's like, okay, well, we can't,
I need you guys to get buck wild.
And he's just staring at him, it's in the contract, so they have someone bridging the gap when it goes. Scene, start.
I mean, what if the intimacy coordinator's got, you know.
Roll it! We're
what,
good!
What if they've got a, what if they got a loose whistle? Then what?
What if he's like, what's the ref from USC, not USC.
Let's get it on?
No, right, MMA.
We're up against that guy.
The terrible ref. He's, with the dreads.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He never calls it off at the right time.
That's what I'm saying, loose whistle. Yeah. All right, real quick, number one.
My number one, spy.
I love that. You guys ever seen the show Burn Notice?
Yes, we talked about it. It's the best show ever.
I love that. You've never seen Burn Notice?
No.
Chia Follow is going to be mad at
I did want to quickly mention some honorable mentions. Voice actor, I mentioned character actor was my number five. Chef.
That's a good one.
Like a forensic pathologist, like solving mysteries, I always thought would be really cool.
That's a solid one as well. Check out Burn Notice. You will be glad that you did. All right, shout out to Carter Freeman for stopping by the show as well. All you Tolos fatties. For the one, the only, Ross Lebinski, for the Phenom, Mr. Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.